Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than self-love with a zombie dildo.
Ow.
Yes, out indeed.
Ow.
Ow indeed. I would concur with that, man.
Good, Joe. It's good to know that that's the type of dildo you don't like. Thanks for weighing in.
I draw the line somewhere.
Yes, and death dildos.
Glad I didn't start my Christmas shopping yet.
Oh, no. Good, good.
Who said I didn't shop early? Anyway, the number to call in, if you want to talk to us live, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. Or if you're listening on one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on chat, and go. And there you go. Click on that and click on chat and go. You're in. I'm your host, Davin Rosemont, and I am joined by Joe Curry.
Good evening.
And Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
The whole crew is here.
Yes.
Everything seems to be working properly.
Oh, God. Oh, help
jinx
us.
It. Don't jinx it.
I know.
You yelled at me before because the show. Because I'm going to jinx it. Stop it. Now he jinxed it.
Joe was amusing before the show, so we'll see what he has during the show. We'll see what Joe can do when it counts.
That ruins everything.
Jam-packed show tonight, kids. On tonight's show, we'll be revealing some of the worst sex toys ever created.
Mm-hmm.
And we will reveal the link that Yuliana Avalos, the former Match.com multi-billion-dollar lawsuit plaintiff, has to a Nigerian scammer. Just when you thought we were done.
No.
This is the gift that keeps giving.
It certainly is.
Most certainly does.
And we'll also, we were in the middle of our new favorite game with my beloved girlfriend, Belinda, my African scammer of Interrogate the Scammer. We'll resume that.
Where we left off.
Exactly, because it's good stuff. This is the type of the type of stuff I have this week is the type of stuff that Pip Helix and many of you like.
I gotta tell you, I am kind of interested to see what happens here, because like we left off last week, very key situation.
Yeah.
Coming up in this whole relationship, need to see where it's going here.
Well, we'll fill you in on the we'll fill you in on whether you know she had many orgasms or no orgasms. And all. I know that's what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's so.
I want to know exactly how many orgasms you've had, young lady.
And we will get or man, whatever. And we will get.
To okay.
No, it's a woman at times, anyway.
By the way, Davin, Lady Spitfire is in the chat, and she said hi, and she says, bands don't suck.
Lady Spitfire, hang out. We will get to that conversation.
Okay.
The interview I did with Lady Spitfire, which is up on her site, on the Indie Authority, I think it's up on their site, and it's going to be up on our site by the end of the week, prompted something I want to discuss with you. I have a strong feeling I know how Joe's going to say, but I'll get to it in a second. She prompted me to have a thought about this. I actually blogged about it.
Okay.
On Monday, the ability to suck. So we will certainly discuss.
Oh, I possess that.
I'm not going to argue with you. Also, little show news. We're getting in a couple weeks, May 6th, we're going to do the worst mother of the year countdown. Feel free to submit a candidate for worst mom of the year by May 5th, 2014. If your candidate is the worst, we'll give you free stuff. I don't know. Maybe we'll give you some Surf Easy stuff. Mm. Maybe give you some CDs, T-shirts. I don't know. I haven't thought about that. Here are the rules, though. Had it happen over the past year, no kids can be hurt or killed in your submission. Because then it's no longer funny, then it's sad.
Yeah.
It takes a tragic turn.
It does. You can send all your submissions to Davin@DavinComedy.com. If the submissions stink, we're not going to read them on the air. Or give away goodies.
So there you go.
just send me the ones.
Yeah. I mean, if they're good, I'm going to share it. I'll say your name, and I'll read your story, and we'll see if you won or something. We'll hash it out.
If they stink, you'll never hear from them again.
No, that's pretty much what it is. I'm not going to waste my time with substitute. There are rules, Joe.
There's rules. Rules. Men have died.
I don't think that was called for.
Just send me the ones where the kids die because I have a dark soul and I enjoy those stories.
You certainly do. But all right. So Lady Spitfire brought it up. And I will. So we were having this. We were having a lovely interview. Mm. A lovely interview. And she had said about, because they have an independent music station. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, you know, I've talked to Diva Donnie over at the Indie Authority. Said, send me some bands. I'll be happy to play them on our
Race Odyssey. Here.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
sorry. Well, I've also talked to Diva Donnie about getting some Race Odyssey and some Rot Gut in the rotation.
Good, good, good.
So he
good.
Wants to contact you and
good,
do that.
Good.
I said, Joe will be more than happy to pimp that
more
stuff
than
out.
Happy. You better believe it.
So I said, you know, I'll be happy to play the music. I just don't want any bands that suck. That's my rule. I don't want any suck. And Lady Spitfire said, well, bands can't suck. And I said, oh, no, no, no. They certainly can.
Well,
Well, let me elaborate, and then you guys weigh in.
Okay.
Her feeling was, and then she can weigh in, and then she can call in if she wants to contribute to this conversation, 845-986-8804. But if I'm getting her feeling, well, it's it's all an art, and it's all subjective, and bands can't suck. And I understand that. But I said, here's the thing. There are certain rules to music. If the singer can't carry a tune, he sucks. If the drummer can't keep the beat or keep the rhythm or the time, he sucks. If a guitarist can't play in tune, he sucks. If you heard me sing because I can't sing on tune, you would go, he sucks.
You can't answer the phone. He sucks.
Hello, welcome to Davin's Den.
They're all technically inclined different.
There are rules. Music is mathematical. This is Lady Spitfire.
Hi, how are you?
There are rules. There are rules. There's music is very mathematical.
Bands do not suck. Everyone is technically
quite
different.
No. There's no basis for that. Because if you hear Duke Ellington and you hear me pick up a guitar play Mary Had a Little Lamb for the first time, and there's no suck, then you compare me and Duke Ellington on the same level.
Well, how would you compare?
So you would walk right up to a band and say, you suck.
No, I wouldn't say that because they would have the... I wouldn't tell them they suck. They should know they suck.
Well, here's the
deal. No, bands aren't going to know that.
Well, here's
they will if enough people tell them.
Don't let the musician talk. Why would the musician
talk? Why would the musician want to talk?
All right, here. Joe's the musician here. So, Joe's going to talk.
Joe is a phenomenal musician. Don't even go there.
You've never even freaking heard him.
No.
You've
sort
never heard
him. RaceOdyssey.com.
You've never heard Joe play. No.
Yes, I have on New Regal Radio. Yes, I have.
He probably wasn't even on those recordings.
Yeah, you're funny. No,
no, seriously, there's albums that Joe was a part of.
He's very talented.
Oh, right. All right, let the talented keyboardist play.
No, she's pretty good. Huh? Yeah.
She's doing fine so far.
Go on, Joe. Joe's going
to
talk.
Here's the deal. Obviously, it would be musical style, where if you listen to, let's say you listen to jazz, and jazz is not your cup of tea, you really can't say, well, this sucks. Well, no, because if you don't like jazz, you really can't make an opinion on that. Where, you know, if you're a jazz musician, but there are tapes that I've heard of demos where the musicianship, there was a tape I heard that actually got played where the drummer was so badly out of time where I can't believe he even mixed it, you know, where that would
be my point.
That would in my context be suck if it's, you know, if it's,
yes.
You know?
But if anybody would turn into a devil to a radio station, then that's not meaning they fuck. It just means that they're stupid.
What?
No.
I'm not talking about, I don't like rap music, I don't like jazz, that music sucks. No. That's not true. But compared to other music of a certain genre, you can say if it sucks or not. Like I said, if you compare me to a professional singer and I try to sing and I pass myself off as a professional singer and record an album, you go, well, that guy sucks.
Yeah.
I would never say that a band sucks, so there, I win.
Well, that's because you don't have balls.
But you know what? It's also, you really got
to tie you down to a chair and make you listen to Japanese pop.
Japanese cock?
Japanese pop.
No.
Japanese pop? What?
Japanese pop music.
But no, but that's a subjective thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not subjective because I can't stand it.
It's, yeah, but, all right, now you can't.
You're not Japanese.
Okay, now you said you can't stand it, right?
Exactly.
All right, now you think it sucks. Now, in the context of that Japanese pop,
there you go.
A person that's an aficionado of that would probably go, but, they're good. If it's not your cup of tea, you really can't make an assessment on that. You'd really need to be into that music to go if it sucks or if it doesn't suck.
So Joe's made my point. Thank you, the musician. Yeah. Ha!
Thanks, Joe.
I'm sorry.
My back.
I'm sorry.
No, because he knows. Because Joe doesn't want to be compared to a shitty musician.
That's why he knows.
But
you don't know. You don't have to be a musician to know that somebody's out of... Pip, you listen to enough music. Pip, weigh in.
I am not a musician.
Pip probably listens to straight mainstream. She wouldn't know. No.
No, that's not true at all.
Winwood.
No, that's not true at all.
I'm just kidding.
No, I listen to a great variety of music. The thing is that... It doesn't matter what genre you're in, there's good musicianship and there's suck.
Yes! Yes!
I have sat through a lot of suck. The bands that played before my husband's band, oh, sometimes they're great, sometimes they're is suck, and it just is awful.
I'm going to lose this argument now, so I'm just going to go gracefully and go about my head.
No, you can have your opinion.
You can have your opinion.
It's necessarily agree.
It's just wrong.
And you want to know that there's musicians that really suck but are good. Jack White of the White Stripes sucks, but he's brilliant.
Yes.
He sucks so bad that he is great.
That's my model for this show.
You listen to a White Stripes album, and it's like the musicianship is horrible, but they have this Led Zeppelin In Through the Outdoor basic feel that it's genius. Somehow it works. He's a horrible musician. He stinks on ice, but he's brilliant.
Well, you could say the same thing about Nirvana.
No,
a lot of people. I love Nirvana, but a lot of people. Guys can't play their guitars with the distortion.
No. Well, distortion is a matter of taste. That's
well, before Nirvana, distortion was somebody shut that distortion off. This sucks.
No. There was distortion way back to the Beatles.
Yeah.
Distortion is not a new thing used. I mean, they used to think that if you heard distortion, that somebody had made a technical error, but then they decided to use it artistically, and now it's like, oh, okay, that sounds really cool. The thing is, some people will play, and just the White Stripes is a brilliant example.
They're horrible,
because,
but they're
Meg
brilliant.
White's drumming is like,
awful,
oh, so basic and awful.
Right, but the way it's mic'd, see, this is where the art comes in. The way it's mic'd and the way it blends with the song, it works, and it sounds good for something that's god-awful.
I'm going to end it with this, and then we're going to move on. Here's why you need suck. No matter whatever the art is.
Yes.
Whatever the art. Not even just music. Whether it be comedy or, you know, painting. If you don't have suck, you can't have brilliant and awesome.
Right.
You need to have a floor so that you can have a ceiling and beyond.
Yes.
And suck motivates us.
And there was a fine line between suck and brilliance.
That's what I say about this show when I try to sell it. That is what I say about you and Pip on a weekly basis to people. I go, no, they are brilliant. You're just not seeing what I and the fans are saying. And it pains me to call you brilliant and not say you suck. But
see, and that's the correlation.
Exactly.
Wow.
I have learned how to tune Joe and Pip's distortion to make a fine, brilliant art.
Right. Right. You're, like
you're an excellent producer.
I am an excellent producer.
You're the Phil Ramone of radio.
Yes, I am. So even though, Lady Spitfire, you won't tell these bands that they suck, they have to suck.
Nope.
Well, that's
Well,
that's fine. That's your prerogative. You're very nice. You've listened to our show. You know we're not. But just because you won't tell them that they don't suck doesn't mean they don't actually suck.
Right. I could change your mind really quick. Play a band McClinton.
Yeah, you know what? I can rewind a year and a half, and Joe will have a different opinion, Mr. Flip-Flopper.
Well, lots have happened since then. And he's up to no good again.
Well, all right. Lady Spitfire, thank you for chiming in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You were outvoted. You were outvoted, but we respect your niceness and not telling people that they suck. That is very sweet of you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Just like you can't understand the good stuff unless you have the suck. You can't respect the niceness of Lady Spitfire until you have the mean of Davin's Den.
Yes, very good.
Yeah,
she wants to be nice. We got no need for that.
No.
But we appreciate your niceness.
Yeah, and thanks so much for calling in.
You're welcome, Joe. Anytime.
Take care.
See you later. Bye-bye.
See you later.
Bye. That was really cool that Lady Spitfire called in. She was in the chat room going, oh, boy, here it comes.
I blogged about this, so you can go to davinsden.com. Suck is necessary.
Yes.
You have to have a floor.
Yeah.
So that suck, like I said, suck motivates you. Suck. If you don't have suck, then everything is awesome. And if everything's awesome, maybe everything's just good.
Yeah.
And if everything's just good, maybe everything's just average. And if everything's just average, maybe everything just sucks.
Yeah.
It all gets lumped together.
I'll tell you a story. One time we had a band. I forget that it was a Finster. Was it As Is? It was As Is. It was the name being called As Is.
Okay.
Turned out there was another band called As Is. Okay? And they were played, and the local radio station would play the local bands.
Okay.
So it turns out this As Is is going to be on the local station at 7 o'clock that night.
Okay.
So half the band was from Huntington. Half the band is from a town called East Islip.
Mm-hmm.
So me, Joe, Anthony are over at Anthony's place, and my drummer Louie and Mike are over at their place, and we listen to the tape. We listen to the radio, and we get on the phone with them. We go, we got to change the band immediately. And my buddy Louie's going, yeah, people are calling me now, telling me we suck. And so we had we called because there was a controversy who was going to get the name. So Joe goes, it's 10 minutes after the played it, Joe goes, give me the phone. Hi, yeah, it's Joe. Yeah, Joe with that. Yeah, it's yours. Yeah, anything you want. Yeah.
Yep, you can have it. Oh, my God.
They were awful.
Oh, really?
You need suck. Speaking of suck. You had a not-so-pleasant experience.
Oh, yeah. This speaking of suck.
Well, I mean, yeah, you told me a little bit of it.
Yeah, I did. On Thursday, Wednesday, I was not feeling great.
Poor thing.
And then I went home and
I know, Joe, you're shocked it wasn't a show night.
Surprisingly.
Yes. Your body mistimed its illness.
I know.
Good. Don't imagine. Hopefully your body doesn't see the show calendar.
I was off by a couple days.
Good.
I wasn't feeling great. I went home and lied down. Cool. Thursday, not feeling good again. I'm having this pain, and it keeps getting worse and worse and worse throughout the day.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and I've had gynecological issues.
Uh-oh.
Yes, and so I've had, you know, ovarian cysts before.
Oh, yeah.
And hysterectomy.
Look at you. Yeah. Like, Joe's dealt with them, too.
Well, in a sense, yes.
Joe, how are your ovaries doing?
Well, they're fine. but if you marry women, women get ovarian cysts sometimes.
We get issues.
They get issues.
So I was getting a
stretch
release.
You know, it's a fun palace to us, but sometimes it's heavy business
it's
to deal with.
It's a fun palace. Really? How roomy is it, Joe?
Well, you go to an amusement park and you have a good time and you're in and out of the amusement park, but sometimes the amusement park owner's got to fix the tracks on the roller coaster and the Ferris wheel broke and you got, you know.
So let me ask you a question, Joe. Let me ask you a question.
Not all fun and games at the amusement park.
You see a long line for the amusement park to get in. Are you going to stay and get in line because it's obviously good? Or are you going to go, you know what, that amusement park's a little too busy, I'm going to find another fun house?
Well, you just want to make sure the fun house has been inspected, and sometimes the mirrors have to be replaced. So you need to...
Objects may be smaller than they appear.
That's not going to help you.
All right, now that we've compared her vagina to an amusement park, go on.
To a fun house. Yeah. I like
at least
that
it's not a water park.
Yeah.
Well,
sometimes it is. But
well,
where's the tarp? I'm going in. Yeah. Where's my swimmies?
Oh. Floaties.
So the amusement park was closed.
The amusement park definitely was in need of repair.
Right.
So I called the gyno and made an appointment for Good Friday, which my office happened to be closed. So I was like, yeah, no problem. Well, the night goes on, and it hurts more and more and more. And Mr. Helix was at the radio station, and I'm like, what am I going to do? I can't wait.
Calling a request?
No. Yes, really.
I want to request womb with a view. Thank you.
Black hole sun.
That's right.
Very good. No, so I called him. Look, I don't want to freak you out, but I think I'm going to the ER because something's really wrong here. And he's like, okay. And he's like, do you want me to go there when we're done? And I'm like, no, I'll text you and let you know what's going on, whether you should go or not.
Holy smokes! Hold on. Two in a row from Zeppelin.
What's going on?
Pretty much.
It's mandatory Metallica.
Mandatory Metallica. So what's the matter with you?
And the vagina has a request.
Seek and destroy.
Well, maybe that's what happened. Maybe somebody saw it and it was destroyed.
Seek and destroy rules.
But anyway.
Destroy.
Not if you're a vagina, Joe.
No. Yeah, no, I don't want anything going near me if it says seek and destroy.
I have that tattooed on the side of my penis.
Destroy.
It's like a little love message.
Enter Sandman.
And now we have a request.
That's right on the underneath the belly button.
Gotcha.
We have a request. Love Gun by Kiss.
Love Gun.
So.
Let's go to the back wall.
Yeah.
Funny.
So I get there and, they're running through one test after the other and they're saying, oh, okay, we have to, we're going to give you a sonogram, but with girls, if it's a gynecological issue, it's an internal sonogram.
Let me ask you a question.
Really?
Now, yes. I've been watching the news a lot, and I know what's going on in the Indian Ocean in Malaysia. They have this submarine called the Blue Fin to go in and look for things. Do they put us?
I wish I had that little ping noise now. Poof!
Yeah. They found an ovary in a cargo door.
That's where the jet is!
Yes!
You should have gone to the emergency room sooner.
I have been hiding the Malaysian jet.
Side story that they tweeted by accident on... US Air or something like that tweeted it. Or
oh yeah, the plane in the vagina.
Oh yeah,
vagina. Yes. Ironically, I'm not going to get into it, but because a lot of people
because the plane already
they've
did.
Seen it.
Yeah.
Like we said before, the cockpit was in. So I was hiding
Flight 370. Good night.
I was hiding the Malaysian air in my vagina.
Right.
Now,
that's going to mess shit up. Yeah. little Malaysians and Chinese floating to the top every so often. Mr. Helix is like, what the hell is this? I thought this was mine. It's not a buffet.
They're going to have Pimp's vagina on, what is it, CNBC, CNN?
the crawler.
Wolf
Blitzer is probably in her vagina right now.
This is Wolf Blitzer in Pimp's vagina right now. We have reason to believe there is wreckage in her vulva.
Listen, it would be a major coup for this show if we could get Wolf on the show. Could you just mosey your vagina up over to this microphone?
No problem.
Why is there an echo when Wolf talks?
Everybody else has been up in there. Yeah. I can get Wolf up there.
Can you see the Wolf? Can you turn the reverb down? Can you?
Wolf's breath stinks tonight.
Trucker Tom says, and there's a request going out to Pips of Vag. Here's Metallica, Broken, Beaten, and Scarred.
A deep cut, which is not the type of cut you want.
A deep cut. Oh, my. Wait, Matt, so close.
We just said CUT.
Spelling
Thank
is our
you.
Friend.
Yes. Thank you.
wouldn't want to offend Joe.
No. You. Anyway, so now when they're doing this, on the inside,
Alice Cooper song.
Is that a
on the inside?
Do you get a TV?
I don't.
Why you want to move in? I know you're looking for a new place of residence.
To watch so she could they could see her womb while they go in there.
I don't get to watch the tech watches. Oh, okay. No, I wanted to see what was going on.
What's with all
there?
These commercials?
Yeah.
Why does her vagina have sponsors?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Why 15 seconds until I get to my vagina? Yeah, what is that?
We're going to DVR your vagina and watch your ass now. Yeah, right.
Skip this labia. So I would like to have seen, but I couldn't see from the angle I was at.
Legs behind your head again?
Well, let me just say.
Yeah, what kind of position they put you in? They throw you in stirrups, or what do they do?
They throw you in stirrups like she's a piece of meat. This slap her in the ass, go, get up there, woman!
Worse! Worse.
Really?
Worse. They have these absorbent pads that they put under people in bed. They call them chucks. That's what they call them in hospitals.
Chucks.
Yeah, that's just the name that they call them.
Sucks to be
these,
Charlie.
These big absorbent pads, and they had these big ones in there. So she folds up like five or six of them, and she folds them like you would fold a towel after they're washed, and puts it on the bed. And she said, like, get my ass up on there. So my ass is my vagina is facing the ceiling. My ass is on these chucks, and my body is like curled down. So like
what a time for a selfie, huh?
Yeah. Where's my model plane?
Yeah.
Well, you got the real thing in there. You don't need a model.
I know. So basically, it's Vag facing up on top and my on the bed, and then my back is curled up, and I'm up against the sink. I'm in the most ridiculous position.
You look like a comma.
I do. I look like a comma facing up, and I was like, not comfortable. Well, that's not the end of the discomfort. The tack, her name, she told me that her name was Aliza. And I was like, that's interesting. I know Elisa's and I know Alyssa's.
Really? You're name dropping my wife and then while somebody's probing your vag?
Yes. Oh, she likes that.
Okay.
So
one does IT, the other one does
So I said, Aliza, that's interesting. Aliza, that's interesting. And right. She said, it's Hebrew. Well, I looked it up. It's Hebrew for ovary puncher. Oh,
uh-oh.
My God.
Baruch HaTapum! Take that, you bitch. Doing the speed bag on your ovaries.
Seriously.
And a left, and a right, and a left. Her ovaries are not going down. Cut her, Mick.
You can't go in rock. Go into the jazz. Hey, woman. I'm going in the jazz. You can't pay them rock. Let me in there, fool. I'll take care of the ovaries. I'll find out what's going on in there. I pity the fool to go in the vagina, but I do. Let me in there.
Oh, my God.
He's a chump. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, Lord. So now I am a married woman, and I am not immune to, I have known things to happen down there. You know what? Did you ever hear the phrase, fuck me sideways?
Right.
This is what she's doing with this probe.
Really?
Oh, my God in heaven.
Sure you're not aroused, though.
No. And every time I grab the pillow because I'm like, ha, huh? Because she's like pushing this thing into whatever's bothering me. She's like, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. It was was amazingly bad.
Hold on one second.
What's going on here?
Can you hear it?
The theme from Rocky.
I'm not hearing it for whatever.
No.
I'm hearing a little bit.
Oh, why isn't it playing properly?
I don't
Damn
know.
It.
It's low.
I was making a funny.
Da-da-da, da-da-da.
There we go.
Believe me, I did not feel like running up a flight of stairs while she was doing that.
Wow.
No. I mean, literally, so she's taking this thing and turning it almost sideways and pushing it in.
Ooh.
Holy shit, did that hurt. And the other thing is that she's pushing
it. Did
he
give you a local?
No, they don't give you anything.
Really?
I mean, no, they just, like, they just start assaulting you. And I'm like, oh my God, you didn't even buy me dinner, you bitch.
Do you realize out of an examination room, this would be considered rape?
Yes! Yes!
I was just thinking this.
Really? I mean, there was no how do you do.
No, how do you do? No dinner.
No dinner, no flowers.
I mean, think about Hardy. You really think she's going home and bragging about having a forearm up of a strange vagina?
No.
Did she make you squirt?
No, only because of whatever jelly they put on that probe.
Oh, it was good to look. And Mr. Helix didn't come. Mr. Helix, you were finally primed and ready to go.
I know. So meanwhile, I'm like, thank God he's not here. Because the only thing that he would never get the vision out of his mind of my ass up on these pillows.
I wouldn't want to be in there, even if we want
no,
my wife.
No,
I'm not
I would
going
have to
in
be
there.
Out.
I'm
going to
read Field and Stream in the waiting room.
Yes, absolutely. But that, so that, yeah, like Lisa said in the chat, not even coffee. I know, right?
I think this is beyond coffee.
Oh, no. I was like, dinner, coffee, dessert. You better get me good liquored up before you do this to me. Oh, my.
Here's the thing. You paid for the privilege.
I know. Well, wait, that's not the end of the indignities.
No, we got to find out what's going on up there.
No, well, the indignities for the morning were not quite done because they didn't think that they got enough information from that. So they decided that they wanted to do a CAT scan. So,
well, you like cats.
And then they set the cat up there.
Yeah, it's like, I have seven of them at home. Why am I here?
Why Stumpy? Where's Stumpy Cat?
Yes, where's Stumpy Cat? We need you to knead the ovaries to find out
no,
what's
no,
going
not
on.
You, AIDS cat. We can't have you infecting her.
God, no.
No, God,
just
no.
Just go have some broth and wear your little cat raincoat there. Little cat bathrobe, sorry.
Cats have died.
Your little cat bathrobe.
Yeah, little cat bathrobe.
So, have you ever had a cat scan?
Yes.
With contrast?
We have to drink liquor.
You have to drink all this stuff?
Yes.
And it makes you, like, poop like there is no tomorrow?
That I never...
Was it barium?
Yeah, I think... No, I don't know what it is. Sometimes they call it go lightly. It tastes like lemony shit.
Because you won't.
Because you won't.
I was like, yes, yeah.
Go
really?
Lightly.
It's a fake out.
Really? Comics invent this?
They should really call us don't go far.
Yeah, don't go far.
Stay close.
No.
Don't go far. Go lightly. No, don't go far.
Yeah.
I hope you have reading materials.
Oh, yeah.
Really? No, no.
Suggested
now.
Stories. I got suggested stories on the bottle.
It's like just. Now, this is the.
Grapes of crap.
Yes.
This is the cruel part. My little room in the ER was directly across from the bathroom. But this bathroom is shared by everybody in the ER and their visitors.
Really?
Yes. So now it's a darn good thing that it's like 4 in the morning and it seems like there's pretty light traffic there. But there's other people in my situation, and there's this one old man that keeps going in there, and I'm like, dude, you do not understand. I cannot wait.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, go in, you come back out,
yeah,
I got to go
it
again.
Snappy, yeah.
It, horrible, because when I've done this at home, usually you prep at home, and then you go in the morning
you
and
know,
get whatever.
You leisurely pace.
Yeah. You
bring a couple of books in there, catch up on some things.
Nobody's going to be knocking on the door. No strangers are going to be using in between.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Not only do I have to share this with other people, so I'm like, every time somebody else goes into the bathroom.
Whimpering like Benji?
Yes, pretty much. When you're in that situation. Then
what is it, girl? I got a shit.
you have no idea how explosive this is.
Pip, want to go out? Pip, want to go out? Pip, want to go out?
Scratch, scratch, scratch at the door. Tom says they should call it clear your calendar.
Yeah.
Tom won't be able to deliver his load because he's going to deliver a load.
Really? So now I notice the danger zone. the toilet paper's running low.
Oh, no.
Spare square.
I go over to the nurse. I said, not for nothing, but you're running really low on toilet paper. She goes, oh, okay, I'll call environmental services.
Environmental services?
What do they think you're going to do?
Well, that's the janitor, right?
They think there's going to be a meltdown in your ass.
It's like 4 o'clock in the morning. The janitor does not show up. So I'm using paper towels because there's nothing else in there. They were sandpaper ply. I'm like, this is unbelievable. You're gonna yes. I'm in pain as it is.
Did Madge stick her hand in it to see if kept her hands soft?
Hold on, you're soaking in it. Yes, I am.
Yes.
Oh my god, I am.
It's the quicker shitter upper.
It's the painful shitter upper.
You couldn't
go and get a roll for me.
You couldn't get a roll of toilet paper.
I know.
You've got to call the environmental services. I don't call. You can call anybody you want. My asshole's going to look like a baboon's if you don't get some paper. Some paper up here.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
Now, especially you have Fisher Girl, and now I'm using like. Sandpaper paper towels. I'm constantly going in between old men. Unbelievable.
Well, what the old timer do? You say, hey, Pops, you're going to be using, it's going to be like using some sandpaper.
I was like,
yeah.
You're all on your own.
Yeah.
You know, you are all on your own.
Elsewhere.
Wipe them if you got them.
Wow.
Can you spare a square?
This hospital stinks.
Do
you want to give him a shout out?
It sure did when I was done.
Yes.
Do you want to give this hospital a shout out?
Englewood Hospital.
Oh, you traveled.
Yeah,
you traveled for the displeasure.
I did.
Wow.
I did.
That's a long way to go for an emergency room visit.
Well, because I wanted to go where my doctor was affiliated, just in case. Because
that worked out well for you.
Yeah, it sure did.
Yeah.
That's where I was born and where you dropped a load.
Many payloads were dropped that evening.
He's home on vacation and you're using 2x4s.
Two-by-fours? Yeah, pretty much.
Got some lumber lying around. Use that.
But do you believe that?
Yes, because it's you.
The one bathroom in the ER and they can't go get you a roll?
Never mind the environmental services. Go get toilet paper now.
Go get it now.
Yeah.
You just gave me, the crapulator. And then you
don't
have
toilet paper?
Tell her
that? You just gave me a go quick or whatever the hell it's called. What do you think's going to happen? And what do you think I'm going to need?
They did not care.
Really?
Apparently did not care because it never came through. Isn't that amazing?
Ugh.
I know. So that was the evening's entertainment. So I was up all night long.
So are your legs.
So
yeah. Yes.
So what was wrong with you?
Well, I don't know yet.
She's
so
got tests. Well,
I have to have more tests and stuff.
It's a to be continued story, Jeff.
Yeah. Ah. So, but it was like, do you believe?
Did you just see Pip's vagina with "to be continued"?
Oh man, I hate a cliffhanger.
I hate a cliffhanger.
Just when I get involved in a vagina, man, it's the end of the season.
What if I got something to do that night? I'm gonna miss.
I wonder if they're gonna kill her ovaries off.
Yeah.
No, it's a cliffhanger.
I know where.
Oh, okay.
Time.
I didn't know.
All right.
Okay.
All right, let's do a little commercially philosophy, shall we?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
You wondered about it.
And she told you about it.
You don't wonder anymore.
And now it's here. Curmudgeon philosophy with Pip Helix.
If your cell phone runs out of charge or is set to no ring, that's when you're going to misplace it.
That's true, too. It's also... Yeah. And it's also when you miss that important call that you've been waiting for.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, always. And that happens to me. Also, now I don't have the gig because I took a piss and I didn't bring the phone with me. And
oh,
I have a,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. How many times have you brought the cell phone into the bathroom with you because you're afraid to miss a call?
Yes.
Not nearly enough, because I missed the stupid call.
Yeah, yeah. I've lost my phone because the ringer was off, and there's no way to call yourself.
Yeah, it's really a problem. It's really a problem. Then you just got to hope you're in the vicinity and you can see it flash.
Yeah. Once it fell down between the seats of my car, and I could not find it because the battery was dead. So it was like, I couldn't call myself. I had no idea. And it was just by accident. I thought, I got to just tear this car apart. It's the only place left it could be. And I moved the seat back and it went, I heard clunk because it fell down to the ground.
It's like the damn thing has got legs and just split.
Yeah.
And I'll be at my house. I'm like, I know I had it. I left the gig. Put it on my seat. I didn't get out of the car. It's not in the house. It's not. I don't. I know it's here.
And the phone's defense. It's been listening to you all day. I mean, if anybody wants to leave, Joe. I mean, really, you think the shark's not? Think the shark's a little fucking bored of you turning him on every time? Oh, here comes stupid.
Oh, my tech. Yeah, I know. I'll have that bit done for the show. John, we got to get rehearsal. I care about you a lot. You know that. I get rid of the glasses that goes out. Yeah, I know. Two pails at the curb. Stupid. I can read. Yeah.
That was the wife.
Oh,
that
yeah,
was,
yeah.
You have to know all the voices in Joe's head or on his phone.
I know some of them. I don't claim to know all of them.
Yes.
Well, you spend enough time with Joe, you will.
Yes.
And you'll be scared.
Yeah, yes. I already am frightened how many of the voices in your head I know.
There's plenty, yes.
Tom said, I think we know what's wrong with Pip's badge. There's a phone in there.
That's funny.
What it is.
Is this thing on?
Yeah. Hello?
Pip's like, set it to vibrate.
Your vagina's ringing.
Ma'am, I don't mean to alarm you, but I don't like the ringtone of your vagina.
Oh, I'll change it.
Could you imagine that? Like, you just, like, have a video. I mean, I'm sure. But yeah, I've seen videos where people stuck phones up there.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
I think Opie and Anthony did that one
time. Of course they
show.
Did. Yes. Of course they did.
They stuck a phone up their badge?
Yes.
Well,
no. They had a girl come in and do it.
Yeah, girls will put anything up there.
Hmm. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, sure. It's like a secondary purse.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
It goes with just about everything.
Hold on a second. I got to get change. Oh!
What? Yeah.
Quins are dirty. You don't put everything up there.
So are a lot of things. So are a lot of men that go in there.
Yeah, that's true.
You think every penis has been washed and scrubbed before it enters? It's not like a Japanese home. Nobody's wiping their feet and taking off their shoes before they plow forward.
That's true.
So like a Japanese home. Ching, ching. Come into the vagina, sir. Honorable son. You wash penis, son.
Yes, they're very clean people.
Actually, I saw this movie once. Like,
see, we've all seen bad movies.
Years before, I should have seen this. But there was, it was like a Western, and like an old-timey Western, and it was a prostitute.
Like the new-timey Westerns.
Well, they make new Westerns.
I know, but it's just like it's a Western. It's like it's the old days.
Well, I meant it was a period piece, but I
thought... Funny, though, it's always a period piece.
Ironic.
Vagina, period piece. Yeah, we're on a theme. Yeah.
This was not in show prep.
the prostitute like took out a warm bowl of warm water and soap and washed off the guy's penis before she would have sex with him, because that was the way that they would look and they would use it as foreplay, but they also did it to inspect the penises.
They looked like the undercarriage.
Those guys back in the West, they only took a bath every 2 weeks and stuff like that.
How often do you think the prostitutes were taking a bath, Joe?
No, they were taking a bath because they stayed in town there, and they had that little wash bowl with the little pitcher there. They sprayed on the gooch and scrub up and stuff like that.
On the gooch?
On the gooch. Meanwhile, the
what is the bully from what's not what's happening? Good Times have to do with this.
No.
Not Good Times. Different Strokes. The Gooch.
The Gooch.
The Gooch.
Oh,
that's
my
the bully
God!
From Good
that's
Times.
What his name was.
The Gooch. That's the character Andrew Dice Clay played.
That's the most unfortunate.
That's another name for vagina. But the girl.
No, it's the Cooch, not the Gooch.
The woman would be in that the upstairs of the saloon there, and then she'd sit there with the honky tonk piano playing downstairs. I will wash my vagina. I have some men coming up.
That's why they call that a whore bath.
Right. And you would have
I thought that was a squirt scene. I didn't know.
No, whore bath is when you only wash your pits and your vag.
Oh,
like if say you wake up late for work and you go, oh my God, I'm really late, and you just wash your pits and your vag, they call that a whore bath. That's what whores would do in between customers.
And that's what they would do. So they would have
you say so.
They had access to the water there. Now the other guys, the cowpokes there, they were riding on the
road. Why is every time you go back in time you would slip into Archie Bunker with the there?
he wasn't there. But the cowpokes would ride in, and they didn't take a bath. Sometimes I guess they would take a bath maybe before they would go to the hooker there, because they had the bathhouses, but maybe they didn't have a chance and it was booked up, and he would come in there, you know, and he would the woman unzip your fly, sir. Well, okay, ma'am, you might have to wash the little lizard there. He's been out on the range. You know, and
such expertise you two have on this.
The West was won, my friend.
The West was come. What are you talking about? I had no idea you two had such knowledge of cowboy fucking.
Yes.
Actually, that's for
this is your area of expertise. For 3 years, I've been trying to find out to play to your strengths. Now I know.
That's right.
Yes. Let's talk about cowboy fucking.
That's right. And that's the way they did it back then.
Yeah.
I guess that's why you got the phrase Blazing Saddles, if there was unwashed.
That's true.
I've learned.
Yeah, so they used to give it a nice inspection and a little wash down.
You know how gross you feel after a long car trip on a way to a gig? Try galloping around on a horse for 2 weeks chasing after cows.
Yeah. So when you get to the gig, find some place quiet and take a little whore bath. You'll feel much better.
It's even like when I go for a foot rub. The woman washes my feet before she starts rubbing my feet.
It's only proper.
It's only hygienic.
How often do you go for a foot rub?
I used to go every year. I used to go. I didn't go because we were on the road, but I would go in Atlantic City. I would go to the car show and then the auto auctions, and I walk over to the foot rub place.
What is that? Like, that's a massage place.
Yeah.
Reflexology.
Reflexology. Rub your
feet.
That's
a happy ending place.
Not really. No, it's not. It's
not with you. Nothing's happy.
That's true. But no, what they do is for an hour, they rub your feet, they wash your feet first, and then they just rub. It's like heaven on earth.
Yes. Oh, it absolutely is. Yeah. You can't believe. Never had that done?
No. You got to have your foot rub.
No, I don't.
Yeah, take your shoes off. Go get some water.
You going to wash my undercarriage, Joe? Going to lift up my nutsack? Get it nice?
Let me wash that lizard.
Well, judging from the position Pip was in, maybe hers are.
Lisa says, name that orgasm, Western style. Pretty much.
I got to rethink the cowboy position now.
Yeah, really.
Well, this show is not what I had planned.
No.
I mean, I had disgusting and vile stuff planned, but this was not it.
Yeah, it's not like
but
we
brought our own vile disgusting stuff.
It's nice
stuff.
That you guys do work. what contributors to the task you are? I don't appreciate you guys.
No, I'll go to the ER every week and it'll bring material.
Nice. Would you?
Yes.
All right, let's move on. Somehow I'm sure this will come back up later on in the show somehow, some way.
One of us will upchuck, yes, I'm sure.
Let's move on, shall we?
Yeah, Tom says, gives new meaning to prepping the bull. Prepping the bull. I've never heard that before either. But I like that.
Clearly you do.
Prepping the bull.
It's good that she can read.
Yes.
That's how every bit ends, doesn't it? Just like one little step too far. It's like how all of our bits end.
That's how you know you're done.
Yeah. Well,
if the shit was still funny, we keep going.
I kind of knew we were done. I was kind of transitioning us out of there, but Pip said, no, hold on.
Every bit ends like this. All right, next.
I like to have a period at the end of the bit, but Pip wants an exclamation point.
No, I just like that.
So nice that Tom could assist. Nice.
Yes, thanks, Tom. We're both in the barrel together.
Yes, yes, yes. Shall I move on, or would you like
please.
To drag it on further?
No.
All right. So, do you guys know who Kim Novak is?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
She is an actress.
Yes, Joe, she is. Her big claim to fame is she was in the movie Vertigo.
Right.
Which I've never seen, but I read an article.
Same here.
But she was known for being very smooth-faced, very pretty.
Yeah.
Very, very pretty woman. You know, one of these starlets of yesteryear. Mm-hmm. She's in her 80s now. You know, people age. So she's presenting at the Oscars in March. And she had a little bit of issues, but she's had some work done.
Yeah.
As I believe Trucker Tom wrote on the Davin's Den Facebook page, because I put the article up there, she looked like Jack Nicholson's Joker.
Yes.
Which I was thinking, too. I just don't say horrible things.
I was thinking as well.
Yes. So she's had some work done. And people commented on it. Donald Trump tweeted that she should sue her plastic surgeon. This put Miss Novak into hiding. Like, she was so depressed over the negative feedback she was getting over her appearance that nobody saw her for like a month. So, here's the thing. She's in her 80s. When I saw the picture of her, even with all the face work done, she doesn't look like a woman in her 80s.
She doesn't look like a woman in her 80s.
No.
But she looks like she's had a lot of work done.
She does.
Yeah.
Do you think, I think if a woman allows her, or a man for that matter, but it's different for women. If you allow yourself to age normally, people aren't going to take those type of shots at you. Because they go, all right, you know, she's in her 80s. This is life. She looks good for 80.
Right.
You know, nobody. I don't think people are going to take these type of shots at you if you don't do all the cosmetic work. What do you guys think?
I think that, she looks okay for 80, but they know she's 80. And she comes out looking like she's not 80. You know, if you were in that tribute, like say Barbara Eden.
Right.
Play the woman. She's
I Dream of Jeannie.
And around the same age. she still looks naturally beautiful.
She's done, had a lot of work done.
Okay. It doesn't
yeah, but
show.
Not everybody ages well.
I know.
Yeah.
But exhibit A, right here, looking at me.
Exhibit B, right here.
Same.
Because I haven't either. But but the thing about it is she just looks so unnatural.
Yeah.
That it's like really, really. And these stars are so used to getting their ass powdered all the time. When somebody hits them with a dose of reality, they really can't handle it.
Well, I think that the world has become a lot more bullying, mean about people's appearances. Mm. Whether you've aged naturally or you've had work done and it didn't work out so great, either way, you're going to get beaten.
Well, has the world become meaner, or just everybody has an outlet now for the meanness?
Both.
Everybody has an outlet now to say something, and
yes.
Everybody wants attention. So if they think that they could say something that's funny, they'll get attention. So you have everybody making...
Guilty
as well. So you have everybody making these comments to try to get attention, and that's why you have an epidemic of this stuff.
See, but I believe celebrities by nature are in a position of power. I think if you're a celebrity, you have a power over the average person.
Oh, yeah.
Would you guys all agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we all agree celebrities are in a position of power.
It depends on what you're talking about.
Well, they're just treated differently. They have a different lifestyle.
They do, and there's a trade-off for that.
Yeah, but so I'm saying you can't really, because you have that power, I don't really see how a celebrity can be bullied. You got so much going for you.
You got feelings, though.
Yeah, but you got so much going for you. How can you really be bullied?
Oh, people can be bullied all the time. They're bullied by the paparazzi, for example. I mean, some people who are really famous, they can't go anywhere. They could not be in the reverse cowboy position like I was in the ER without right. having somebody but, take a picture and put it on Facebook.
Right, but and here's the deal with, like I said, with actors. Actors, even great ones, are not that deep. I mean, you see them on talk shows. They really can't hold a conversation that well, most of them, and stuff like that. And they can't handle it.
That is very true.
And, yeah, and
even like Johnny Depp, who you see his like roles, he's really deep. God forbid you interview him.
Oh,
I saw Savannah Guthrie interviewing. First of all, she was like a schoolgirl.
Yeah.
She was like mesmerized. Johnny Depp had nothing of interest to say. Yuck, the two of them could have died.
Right. Now,
that's mean, and I bullied them.
We're used, I guess maybe in our situation as performers and stuff like that, we're used to getting like nailed as comics and stuff like that.
Yeah.
If I'm Novak, I would have went out and said, really? I don't look bad at 81. And Trump, with a Wolverine sleeping on your head, shut your face, you imbecile. You know, go fire somebody. And that's, but you know, instead of going, I'm deeply hurt, I would have come out with all barrels. But before, you know, she's,
well, I mean,
she's an 81-year-old woman. No,
she should have gotten her publicist, because she doesn't know how to do it, Novak, to tweet off, well, Donald should sue his hairstylist.
Yeah.
That's how you win that battle on the same level. If you want to acknowledge it, if you want to, because you don't even have to acknowledge it.
No.
But if you want to acknowledge it, go, maybe I should sue my plastic surgeon, but Donald clearly should sue his hairstylist and perhaps his mirror.
Right.
But you know what? You guys are talking as comedians.
No, I think that's why you get your
publicist.
That's what
I premise.
Yeah,
before.
True.
But I said get your publicist. That's what your publicist is supposed to do.
Yeah.
Right, but you know what? That's one way of attacking things is like, you know, okay, I'm going to give you a shot back. You guys are used to doing that. That's what you do. But like a normal quote-unquote person is not necessarily going to want to take another shot.
But if you're a celebrity, you're not normal. Normal's gone.
But you know what, though? In the theory of actors are a weird breed. We've all dealt with theater. We've all dealt with actors. They're very sensitive.
Yes.
More so than comics, musicians.
Yes.
But if you're a celebrity, part of the deal is being able to handle shots. It goes with the territory. If you put yourself out there, listen, Pip is less equipped to handle horribleness than you and I are, Joe.
Right.
When we were doing the video shows, whether it was The Compound or we were on Levyland, Pip was running the chat like she does now, and she was seeing all the horrible things,
mm-hmm.
sometimes directed at her, sometimes directed at you. Maybe they would just call me up and tell me exactly what they thought.
Yeah.
But I mean...
But it was mostly me.
It was mostly you, but you handled it.
But
it hurts.
It does hurt, but you handled
but
it.
But here's the deal. She's used to us. She's used to comics. She's used to the business. If she was an actress in an insular world,
Think anybody's used to the nastiness she was reading.
Wow.
You got to remember, my parents tuned in and they saw a compound chat room full of swastikas.
Great.
You know, they still, there's a couple months ago, my dad said, oh, you have a chat room? Do you still get all those swastikas? No, it's a different type of chat room now.
No, and thank you.
Tom? Tom?
No ideas, Tom.
No, no, no. Actually, I was more worried about Lisa.
As well, you should be.
But the thing is, these people, they're so used to being coddled and having their ass powdered.
Yeah.
Where if they even get something like that, and just by the nature of that, by the nature of theater people and actors in general, mm-hmm. they're just like, and they get something like that, they just freak out.
Well, and she's an 81-year-old woman. What did they expect her to look like?
They didn't expect her to look like Nicholson's Joker.
But
yeah, but she could look like the Crypt Keeper at 81, and they would have been brutal about that.
The reality is that she's 81. She came out looking not bad for an 81-year-old woman, but a lot of artificial.
Yeah.
Nobody
likes AstroTurf.
It looks like a lot of work that looks artificial. Meanwhile, you've got people that are looking for attention that see this. It's like, you know, a lion seeing a zebra. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
And what they do is now that these people want attention, there it is. They're going to comment on that.
But I would say if your fame is based on your appearance, and to a large degree Kim Novak's is, you know, she was, I guess, a heartthrob back in the day. If everybody's powdering your ass, as Joe likes to say, based on mostly your physical attributes, then when those start to fade, the same people that built you up, they're going to tear you down. You got to expect that. You got to have people in your inner circle that are going to have to let you know.
Sometimes
they need to hire us to insult them.
But a lot, right. But a lot of times, people in an inner circle because they're on the payroll.
Yes.
I'm not going to say that. I'll give you a perfect example. Look at like Miley Cyrus's antics. All these pop stars, Justin Bieber and stuff like
Lisa
that.
Lisa Lohan.
Lisa
Nobody's
Lohan.
Nobody's telling her
that
now.
That should get you know, help and really be pulled aside. But they're paying their mortgage. Let me tell you something. If you were paying my mortgage and you wanted to walk around in a king's hat and a king's shirt and run up and down the street going, I'm the man. I'm not going to go, what are you doing? I'm like, all right, great. We'll get some people. We'll take pictures.
You'd run behind him and say, he's the man.
Remember that when I get this show sold. And he's making enough money where I am essentially paying his mortgage with my radio show.
Yes.
I will expect no more of your Weisenheimer comments. I will expect you to support me instead of trying to tear me down.
Right, exactly.
Every stupid thing you do.
Exactly.
And I will.
Yeah, right. We both know you won't.
And I will.
You're so full of crap.
Oh, no. Wrong.
Really? I hire you to do comedy shows. You're a prick there.
I'm paying my mortgage.
I'm helping. I'm paying.
I know.
I'm paying that night.
Who gets the merch table set up?
Well, now you do. You're
and
a good
it ready and stuff like that. And has everything nice.
But there's
nice.
Still comments. No matter if it's a well-paying gig or...
Well, no, man. That's really cool. No, wrong.
No, yeah, even when you do niceness, there's awfulness right around the corner. You can't cover up the awful with a shred of niceness.
But let's say that...
And you don't do it as well as DeFelice. I'll go on the record with that.
He can probably fold better.
He does. He used to like work at the Gap or something. When Larry DeFelice sets up a merch show... It's beautiful.
I've never seen
such a merch table.
Satan has his good full points.
If Larry's listening, every time I set the merch table up, I always try to go, Larry can fold better than I. But like,
Larry's got, you know, Larry's very funny. Well, Joe has the inside track because he does the show with me. That being said, Larry has an inside track because he folds a lovely merch table and he's willing to try different foods to eat on the road. Joe is like he wants Sizzler or the Golden Corral or Wendy's or McDonald's. Larry, I can get Indian food or whatever. There's no variation.
But the problem with him is when he was
you see, and if I, and you know, and when I'm paying your damn mortgage, I never want to hear the problem with him
what
is
gonna,
see.
It's my problem, and I'll work on it.
Yes.
What's today's date? The 15th yet? No,
it's 27.
The thing is, he'll come out. We'll go to eat. What do you want to eat? I go. You want to go here? I don't care. I want to go. Well, there's all sorts of places to eat. Wait, all right. I don't.
I suggest Indian all the time. You go, no.
I'm not eating Indian. Sorry. I'm not
asking you to eat a person. I'm asking you to eat the food.
No. Sorry.
Old married couple.
Anyway, we'll.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I think there's a stigma when you have plastic surgery. I think people think of you less.
They think of you as superficial.
Yeah.
You know. My brother used to say, Pimp Helix, used to always say that when girls got their boobs done, that he thought that showed that they had a lack of self-esteem. Because, you know, they didn't feel confident and good enough about themselves that they would just deal with what they had and make the best of what they had. They would, you know, that it seemed like he's never met somebody who had their boobs done that seemed to be like a whole complete person.
Well, there were girls.
They're more the person than they were.
Yeah, now they are. Yeah,
but there were girls that want to have their boobs done because they're smaller cup and they want to, you know, not like look like Nicky Knockers, but they just want to have more of a, you know, a
no,
fuller
they don't. They don't want to look like a 12-year-old boy.
Right.
Right. No, and I do understand.
Although,
that
if you like sleeping with 12-year-old boys, we're not going to dissuade you.
Yes, we are.
Well, I don't want to dissuade an 11-year-old girl from sleeping with a 12-year-old boy, as long as it's not my 12-year-old and our 11-year-old. Do what you want.
Oh, no, no. Oh, no.
I am not going to condemn other people. I'm not that.
So you make a living.
All right, no. That's
how know. Your mortgage gets paid.
But usually, yes. But usually I condone awful and condemn good.
No.
No.
Eh, you're right, Joe.
Yeah. Anyway. But it was like this whole thing with Miss Novak. It was like a perfect
Miss
storm.
Miss Novak.
It was a perfect storm. I understand.
She's on her face.
You know, she goes, you're presenting something. You're 81. You look like you look like you're 70, and you look very plasticky.
Yeah.
And you've got these people that are going to watch this and want attention and stuff like that. You're used to being insulated by people that are trying to cover you.
Yeah.
And I think she's a little deputy dog too.
I thought, what does that mean? Well, she was taking medication, Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She said something about it. She took a.
That's fine.
She was fasting for 3 days, and then she took a relaxer.
So she's still vain.
Now hold on.
Yeah.
Now, in addition to this, and I'm glad you brought that up in the article. I think that she was seemed a little out of it. I'm getting perception.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Yeah. She was on medication.
So that only added to the situation. If you're up there,
oh, yeah.
I mean, if you're giving a big presentation and this that, and you're standing your ground, and you're a great orator, you know, something like that. Even though you have the work and go, but what, you know, she speaks great. She's had, but if you're up there going, game on.
Oh, yeah. No. One thing that Davin was saying before, and I don't remember exactly what he said, but I meant to say, when you're talking about what somebody does, it's different from attacking their appearance.
Right.
You know, it's a different level there.
But
to me, Anne's in the chat, and she said,
"Hey, Anne.
Deep down inside where you live, you are a sensitive, lovely man, Davin."
I'm clearly paying for her mortgage.
How much did he give you?
Really.
Clearly has not had any alone time with Joe, if she has that been. Chat with Joe. He'll tell you otherwise.
And, then more.
And thank you.
Yeah, and then closer to the rest of our chatters, Tom says, not to keep piling on, but Novak looks like she was stung by a nest of hornets.
No, Tom, when you say she looks like she was stung by a nest of hornets, you intend to pile on.
Yes, he does.
That's like a tango, not for not, no disrespect. Yeah. You're about to say something that's disrespectful.
Yeah.
Tom, you're not fooling us. We're the most vicious people you know.
That's why we love you.
You've got to make a conscious decision. Do I start to show my age or do I walk around looking like the Joker? You know,
decision.
Would you have plastic surgery? I would.
I would, but I wouldn't overdo it.
Well, but you get addicted to it because you think just a little bit more. Look at Joan Rivers. She's got a smooth face.
She don't
look as old as she does, but you get addicted to it.
Yeah.
They get the big lips and everything, like the collagen in the lips and everything.
I'll give an example where you really got to know your age with something. If you when the band
coming
goes,
from you who does what you do?
What do you mean?
You do not act like your age.
No, I don't.
You act like a 14-year-old boy.
I know I do. But here's the deal. If see the band pictures, like the recent pictures, the Race Odyssey pictures, the race photos and stuff like
that.
You could see like Chris is wearing a cutoff shirt and Johnny is and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And Gary's in bandana and we got Mikey who's 24 and he's got his look. Me, I wear a shirt. I don't dress conservative. I dress differently when I do a comedy. But I have a jacket, maybe a cool looking t-shirt and stuff like that. Because the look those other guys have, I know. I can't pull off.
No.
And I would look ridiculous if I tried.
Well,
yes.
I did see you in that McClinton t-shirt that you all wore at the Jersey Shore. What was it, King's whatever was?
Right.
Yeah, you looked ridiculous.
Of course. I know I looked ridiculous.
You know what? I'm going to isolate this and put this at the end of that clip where we killed him. Because there's the admission I waited for 3 years ago. You look like a jackass.
Because at the time they were... excuse me.
God's taking your voice.
Finally got around to it.
Your prayers have been answered, Davin.
Hallelujah.
You could bring back that show. And I was there, and I was very tongue-in-cheek on it. And I men have died. I was in on the joke on it because they were a sponsor at the time.
That's when he was in McClinton.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jersey Royalty was sponsoring McClinton in some way. I just joined a band. I didn't know what capacity. Now I'm on the air, and I'm like, right. Oh, the shirts look good.
Oh, yeah.
That shirt's been like an oil rag for the past 2 years.
Pip, would you get plastic surgery?
Yeah.
What'd you get done?
You know, I always wished I had a smaller nose.
You got a small nose. Not big.
Oh, thank you. I don't know. I have this puff on the end of it. I'm not really happy.
That's because your man beat you.
Right. Yeah, you know
and
what?
And you're an alcoholic.
Yeah, but we love that. Those chin blossoms give me color.
Joe, what would you get done?
Well, I would love to get hair. I would love to get my hair back. But that's the funny thing.
Guys,
you've got to take
it from
a beating. But the thing about it is, how am I going to be? And I've been essentially bald for the past 17 years. You know, consciously. Well, no, God helped a lot.
But you shave it
with shaved head. But what if I started to come in with hair? I thought, hey guys, what's going on?
And
people are talking behind my back, and I'm getting. You know, that's not really cool. Yes, it is.
Yes.
You've been bald for 17 years. Don't come in with hair.
It looks great, Joe.
No, who the hell are you fooling?
Well, you know what? You know what? I am going on the record, and I've told the wife, too. Mm-hmm. If the hair goes, I'm getting the plugs. I'm not going out like that.
But you got to do it like that. And believe me, I did not go quietly. I had...
You never do. Joe, your time's up. Well, he's not going to go quietly.
I tried every fakakta hair thing. I wound up getting a perm. I had a perm. And stuff like that. All the minoxidil and stuff like that. And
he almost said Madonna.
I had Madonna on my head.
I put Madonnaville in my head.
It was the most musical talent that's ever been a part of Joe Curry.
No, that's not true.
Madonna's very talented.
Yes.
Yes.
And we just discussed that nobody sucks. And we all have
things. Well, no, we said people suck.
No, we said people suck.
But so I tried everything, and then one time Joe Cumia goes, all right, Rocco's playing this Rocco show. Everybody shaves their head. I'm like, all right, cool. And I shaved my head. I'm like, this doesn't look bad. So I grew it back when I got married, mm-hmm. and then after I shaved it again. But there are times where I really do miss having hair.
Oh, you know, Mr. Helix is not really happy with hair loss either. And he's like, you know what? I've considered doing something about it. But it is also a strange thing. I understand what you're saying, that I think that you have to do it kind of gradually.
It has to be done. You just can't walk. I just can't walk in with a head of hair. Hey, guys.
Like, boom, there's a mop there. It's like, what? You know, not when you've been.
And it is a traumatic thing losing your hair. And believe me, Adam Ferrara made sure I knew day in and day out I was going bald.
That's because I wasn't around.
Right, exactly.
See,
and if you were around, you would have done it too. Oh, God.
Now, that's what it would have taken to be successful.
Yes.
See, I don't get down with making fun of guys who are going bald.
I don't do it during my show.
No, but it's the same as taking shots at a woman whose ass is getting bigger. It's like, you don't want to go there.
Well,
yeah.
You know what? There is a woman's ass who is getting bigger, and we're going to talk about her later on in the show.
Oh dear God, what have I started?
But we are going to take our first break now. We'll be back. It's a very short break.
Joe and I have to have a whore bath.
Yes, have a whore bath.
Have a whore bath.
Joe and Pip are going to have a whore bath.
We're going to freshen up.
We'll be back in a few minutes.
You can listen to Davin's Den live every Tuesday on extremejams.com. That's extremejams.com. WKAD Radio, Wicked, Clutch and Wiggle, CyanetRadio.com, TalkSuperStation.com, The Juggernaut, MacDaddyRadio.com, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, DavinsDen.com. TheIndieAuthority.com also has apps so you can listen live on all mobile platforms, including BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. If you miss Tuesday night's show, you can download the show at any time on DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, PodAlmighty.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm. Scammer clips are available on iHeart or DavinsDen.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.